bit of a test here.
Okay.
What? Go away. What a waste. There you go. Okay. Hi, Mabel. How you doing?
Oh, I'm okay, thank you.
That's good. You up for this adventure?
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it.
Have you done any audio drama in the past?
Not in the last, shall I say, 10 years.
Oh, so there's a story there.
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah. I was more writing plays and producing them rather than taking part.
Right. Yeah, but that was stage plays, wasn't
yes,
it?
Oh, yes, it's full on. The only stage plays I did. Uh-huh. I didn't do it. Well, I did radio broadcasts, but that was singing.
Yes.
You know, I didn't do talking.
Yeah. And you've got recordings. I didn't know this. You just mentioned this casually the other day.
I've got tapes, yes. We audio tapes, you know, little ones. Yeah,
I want to hear them.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
I don't even know what I would play them on nowadays, to tell you the truth. You know, there are these tiny wee ones.
You said they were playing them on the BBC Sounds on some radio programme.
Yes, I got just one song on BBC Sound. It was Gaelic Requests, and somebody had requested me singing as a request for somebody.
I see. Yeah. All right, I'm going to have to check that out. All right, let's just have a little listen. Slide to pause. It always helps if you read the instructions.
Well, I suppose
it does.
Yes, it does, yeah.
Now it's recording. Okay. Okay. Thunder's Mouth Theatre presents Am I Old Yet? A very silly coming-of-age comedy about an old woman. Now, this is a bonus episode that I've done for you. I was recently on holiday, staying with my sister-in-law, Mabel MacArthur, on the Isle of Tiree. Mabel was quite the singer back in the day, and she still can sing, although she denies it. But we decided to improvise a wee scene for the podcast. Hope you like it.
I'm sorry, are you all right? Yes, I'm fine.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to me. I was dozing away.
Did you understand what I was saying?
Not a word.
Well, that's a real blessing.
Oh, is that right?
It's a real blessing. You didn't know what I was saying.
Oh, my word. Oh, no. Is everything okay?
Everything's fine now that these folk are away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, dear me. They're supposed to be related to me, but no way are they anything like us or like my family even. They were just a nightmare. Just a nightmare.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not very good. I mean, you're not obviously not from London.
No, I'm from Scotland.
Yes.
I'm one of the islands.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
We speak Gaelic there, you see, and that's my native language, and that's why I was speaking in Gaelic.
Oh, I see. Oh, how wonderful. Yeah, I mean, you know, that sounds a bit silly, doesn't it? Because if you speak it, you speak it, you know?
But I'm really glad you don't.
Oh, come on. I have to know what you were saying.
Finished? No? You have to know what I was saying. All right. Well, I was just wishing them well and a safe journey, and it was lovely seeing you, says I, not meaning a word of it, of course.
Oh.
But after they went away, it was such a relief, because they're horrible people.
Oh.
Horrible people.
But are these family, but not your immediate family?
Yeah, they say they're family, but I don't think they can be. Not the way they were behaving towards me.
Oh, really?
No.
That's awful.
Yeah. Oh, they're horrible people, all day. I'm so glad they've gone. I don't even know where they stay because I wasn't interested enough to find out.
You're a woman after my own heart. So what are you doing in London?
I came down to an opera, a Gilbert and Sullivan opera.
Oh, really?
Yes, I like that sort of thing. It's a wee bit different to the Gaelic music, you understand, but I'm into the Gaelic very much as well.
Is it? Well, what's the Gaelic music sound like?
Oh, I'd say, would you like a wee example.
Oh, give us a taste. Yeah. Go
on. Oh, Brochenlong, Tunnelong, Brochenlong, Massoon. Brochenlong, Tunnelong, Brochenlong, Massoon. Brochenlong, Tunnelong, Brochenlong, Massoon. Brochenlong, Satandalong, Brochenlong, Massoon.
Oh, wow!
Now, that's what they call mouth music, and the folk used to dance to it when they didn't have any instruments, you see.
Oh.
And, so, and they sang these songs and they danced to them, so it's really dance music.
Yes, well, I can understand why you had me bobbing in this interview.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's Ilse. Do you want, would you like, can I get you something, a tea or a coffee?
Yeah, I'll have a cup of tea, would be nice.
A cup of tea. Yes. Ilse.
Yes, Helen.
Can we get two teas?
Not coffee today.
Yeah, but two teas would be lovely. Thank you.
I would like a cake if you have one.
Oh, absolutely. They do wonderful bakery here.
I've got an awful sweet tooth, I'm afraid. I shouldn't really, but I have.
Oh, I know the feeling. Okay, yeah. Ilse, yeah.
Something else.
Yeah. I'll help you to pay for it. I'm not expecting you to pay, because I don't really know you.
I know, but you're...
But who are you?
Well, my name's Helen.
Oh, hi, Helen.
And I live in London.
Right.
This is my local here. And just about, yeah, Ilse,
what
yeah,
you like, Helen?
Two cakes.
Yeah. The chocolate?
The chocolate, yeah, thank you. Okay.
That'll be lovely.
Yeah. No, you, please be my guest.
Oh.
It would be wonderful.
Oh, more than thang.
Thank you.
That means bit. Thank you very much.
Oh, good, you're very welcome.
More than thang.
Yeah.
And are you from London yourself?
No, I'm Australian originally.
I didn't think it was a London accent.
I know. I've lived here a very, very long time. And raised my family here.
What family do you have?
Oh, I've got one. I've got a daughter and a granddaughter.
Oh, very good. Well, myself, I've got 20 great grandchildren.
You have, really?
I do. Yes, I
oh,
do.
Wow.
Very prolific, you know, in these islands. Well, there's nothing much else to do at night.
Is there? Right? Well, I'm glad to hear it because you hear on the news they talk about depopulation.
Yes.
You know, but,
yeah.
Well, that's great.
Well, my family are doing their best to build up the population of the island.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah.
Oh, look. Yes. And do you go to the opera yourself at all?
I have been known to go to the opera, but I don't go. To be honest, I don't know anyone else who does like it.
Oh,
And I don't really much like going to the theatre on my own.
No, I'm the same myself, but I've got no option. That's when I came down to London and I didn't know a soul, so I just had to go myself.
Yes.
Yeah. But really, I'm more into the Gaelic singing myself, you know, like Callum Kennedy and Alistair Gill. So you'll not have heard of them.
No.
They're very well-known Gaelic singers.
I see.
Through the whole of Scotland. And we've got a lot of bands as well. You know, we've got a lot of Scottish country dance bands.
Yes.
Well known for that.
Yeah. Right. I'll need to look them up. I'll find them on YouTube.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, you do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Well, that's wonderful. Great. Yeah. Oh, here comes our tea.
Here you are, your tea.
Oh, more than thanks.
Enjoy.
Oh, what a lovely cake. Oh, my goodness. I shouldn't really, you know, but never mind.
None of us should, let's face it. But that's not what it's about, is
no,
it?
No. Well, I'm on holiday after all.
Exactly.
And I just enjoy it.
I think you should.
So that's very kind of you. More than thanks.
You're very welcome. How do you say that in the Gaelic?
That was the Gaelic. More than thanks.
Oh. That's how you say.
It's your. Well, to translate it literally, that says it's your life, but it really means you're very welcome. Sheer beha.
Sheer
beha. Sheer beha.
Beha.
Yes.
But what a lovely way to say it.
Yes, it's your life.
Wonderful. And there we have it. A short Gaelic encounter. That's the Scots Gaelic, in case you're wondering. Now, I was going to say something about that if I could. Oh, yes, that was recorded on Mabel's kitchen table. Well, her dining table, I should say, in her house on the Isle of Tiree, using the new Hindenburg Reporter app. So that accounts for the difference in the audio quality there. The Gaelic Lady was played by Mabel MacArthur. Helen and Ilse were played by me. The music is In the Labyrinth by John T. La Barbera. You can support the podcast with a donation at buymeacoffee.com or patreon.com followed by slash Am I Old Yet? Very grateful for anything you can contribute towards our costs. Rightio, that's it for another wee bonus episode. Thanks for listening. Stay safe.